Yeah,
yes, Binab.
Yeah, so I just sent the one information about that data.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just sending an email.
And when you checked, when he came, yeah, there was another insurance saying Anthem, and that one was also active at that time. So check both of them right now.
Yeah, I already checked, okay. The old ID which we have previously, that IUCAN, that one was old ID, and the new ID is active from 6/1/2025. And I have already updated both the thing in the advanced MD as well as.
Okay, so both are active, you say? The old one is also active?
Not the both the one active. The old one was the prior ID, which was active till May 31st, 2025. And this patient has Anthem, and also
hello.
Yeah, just give me a second.
Okay.
And also, this patient has a Medicare as in secondary, but it's showing like only till August, like for this month, from June 1st to August 31st, 2025. After August, we don't know that if it's active or not, but right now it's Medicare is also active as in secondary.
Okay, and this, the one that I gave you a new card, does
yeah, that one was active.
Deductible.
Yeah, still patient has a deductible of 979.35 remaining.
$979.35.
Because
this person, I don't want to deal with it. And what is the total deductible?
The total deductible is $1,000.
So $1,000 he just met.
$20.65. Yeah, $20 only.
Okay, so I'm going to let him know that, you know, I mean it's the same as the other insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Yeah, but also Medicare is. No, but Medicare is also active from 6/1/2025.
But do you remember that also has
and
a
deductible is also pending, so that if primary apply the deductible, then Medicare is also applied to $257
yeah,
deductible until it's not met. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I mean. You know, it's like this total, you know, whole office will be, you know, active.
Yeah, going to be deductible. Yes, right, correct.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.